Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. We have Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Well, why don't we start off? Let me just read this one from our good friend Steve Fletcher. And he put out a short video on it at Pentecost, June 11th and 12th. Now, the other date given is the 15th. So no, people are, you know, arguing over this. But what's interesting is that it's almost like a one-year warning from the sign of Jonah. Remember the sign of Jonah? Back in June 11th, where the guy was swallowed by a whale, and then he was spit out. And then we had a young lad who was involved in, he got crushed in the collapse of a building down there in Miami and was rescued out of the mess. His name was Jonah. So we had two Jonah warnings. And, of course, if you're familiar with the Bible, you know all about what that means. Anyway, Larry, what have you got? It sounds like things are moving much faster maybe than we thought.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of disturbing news. I'll start off real quick with this one. I was posting my blog on that I put out a little while ago on Getter, and they had some really interesting news. And a Getter post from dailycaller.com. This is a new headline. Key Houston, Texas massive oil refinery on track to shut down amid fuel supply shortages, record fuel prices in America. So, Stuart, they're still shutting them down, you know, the Biden administration, and it don't matter. We're not going to have it. They're not going to allow us to keep driving cars, Stuart.
Yep. Yep. Didn't you say also something about a hurricane that they were going to engineer or something that would hit the Gulf?
Now, well, I can't confirm any of this at all, none of it, but I got an email from a friend of mine that listened to Hal Turner last night, and he says that Hal indicated insider information to him that had sent him a projected weather map, and this appears to have a massive Category 3 hurricane to strike between Galveston and New Orleans on January the 22nd and possibly deliver a blow to the southern oil refineries and pipelines.
Oh, well, that 22nd, of course, is in 11-11, and people all over are seeing these numbers, 4-11, 44, 11-11, and 9-23. So it's almost like the Lord is saying something with all these numbers. The 9-11 is still a mystery as to exactly what it is and what it means. But it has something to do with the termination of the church age. There's no question about that. And, of course, people are on high alert for a possible rapture sometime in June. And then again, at Kubiav this year is on August 11th, and that's the basically Valentine's Day in America. We have a Valentine's Day over there. It is Kubiav, and that occurs on August 11th. And the interesting thing is that's exactly 7 days after Barack Obama's birthday. I thought that was kind of interesting, too. So we just got to watch. And the Lord said, keep watching. And he also said, occupy till I get back. So whether it's now in 22 or 23 or 24 or whenever, occupy till he gets back. Things are happening, though. The Christians are hated. You know, in Washington, D.C., they want us all dead, basically. What else have you got, Larry? I know there's a lot going on that you want to bring up.
This is a covert intel out of Hal Turner today, June 8th, and it's restricted subscribers only, but I'll give you the details. It says, and his intel report was tactical nuclear weapons shipped, and but the details basically are this, because I'd like your opinion on this. So sources very deep inside U.S. military rumor, in other words, it's a rumor, unproved fact, certain members accidentally slipped two battlefield tactical nuclear devices to Ukraine in a shipment of ammo shells for the M177 howitzers. And, of course, Hal commented also, said this shipment, as the rumor goes, almost all security protocols for handling and shipment of nuclear weapons was breached in this instance. Says the reported service member who shipped nukes to Ukraine had a Ukrainian surname, and that's about all he would put out on it. And basically also reported, he said, it is still a rumor, as no one in the U.S. government will talk about this at all.
Well, you know, those kind of accidents do occur. It's just kind of convenient how these accidents occur. It's not funny in a way, because if it's true, and if our cokehead or whatever he is, I know he's heavily on drugs, Zelensky there decided to launch a nuke into Russia, or used one against Russia, even in Ukraine, I would imagine the response would be immediate and severe. What do you think on that? I mean, I can't imagine that this is going to keep going on and on and on and on. They're pushing Putin into a corner.
Well, not only that, Stuart, but until Biden began to send all of these advanced missile systems and missiles and anti-ship missiles and you know, long-range missiles and this, that, and the other. A couple of weeks ago, remember, Ukraine was about ready to sit down and negotiate a ceasefire and peace talks. Now,
yes,
since they have moved all of this on, and if you'll remember from the beginning of this thing, before the Russia actually struck or began to move into Donetsk and Luhansk in that region, if you'll remember, Zelensky was already threatening Crimea and other parts of Russia with nuclear attack. He was going to do it. So my question is, Stuart, and also there is a intel post on Hal Turner's that I can't verify, and you probably can't either, but I'll mention it. Isn't it odd that suddenly accidents are occurring where we're sending tactical nukes to Ukraine? And you asked me what I thought. I think Putin would respond to a tactical nuke with a full nuke, probably. But this is the thing. There are intel reports coming in that you cannot verify, but a lot of that money, it appears, is not going to the right places. And intel indicates, if Hal Turner's intel is accurate at all, that the government officials, Zelensky and others, are using a lot of that money to purchase residences in Switzerland. I mean, Switzerland.
Yes.
Are they about to flee the country when they fire our nuke?
That's a good question. But we are pushing. Here's a headline. Begging for the apocalypse. Biden provokes Putin to strike the USA and NATO cities with new long-range weapons that might include nukes or EMP. Now, he did say we're going to be using some new weapons. And I'm curious as to what those new unused weapons, of which he claims, Putin does, that he has many of them. So what is he talking about? We already know about the Satan 2 intercontinental ballistic missile. Each one has 15 nuke warheads in it, and I guess they're programmed with expert telemetry, so they will hit their mark according to the Bible. What else does he have? Does he have an EMP weapon? Does he have other weapons that we know nothing about? Is, you know, like we have the anti-gravity craft, the TR-3B. Does he have them? Has Global Deep State given him some of that? What do you think?
Well, according to, you know, if the facts that are, are being leaked through Dr. Michael Sala and others, China and Russia and America has their own craft, their own space fleets, if you want to put it, put that terminology on it. So we've got TR-3B, we have TR-3Bs, but they also have similar craft that are a little bit different, a little different shapes, and do different things. And so they all have something. Now, this is interesting, Stuart, because it looks like the battlefield is changing, especially with Mouthy Biden running his head and doing his stupid things. But listen to this one today. This is from Hal Turner today, also covert intel, subscribers only, and it's restricted information. And this, he appears to say, is confirmed. This is headline was Central American Nation Gets Deployed, Russian Troops and Planes. And here's some of the data. Intel circuits hot today. News information, Russian transport planes, Russian fighter jets, and Russian long-range bombers have begun landing in Nicaragua, bringing in troops and armor. So when you mention, can he use EMP weapons, or he's not going to need really those real, real long-flying ballistic missiles. If he's in Nicaragua in Central America, he can hit us pretty dadgum easy.
Yeah, and he can hit us very rapidly. What are they doing in South America, and why aren't we doing something about it? Probably the reason is Global Deep State has spoken. Biden is just a puppet, and he's being run by Obama. That's obvious at this point. And so we're just watching high treason taking place in the powers that be in Washington, D.C. America, folks, does have to come down. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
I was going to mention, because that sounded like you was asking me similarly a question, what's going on. The Epoch Times had a good one on Getter a little earlier today, and I copied it down. I'm going to post it tomorrow. New York billionaire and refiner John Costamus warns somebody is on a path to destruct America, and somebody is got to have guts to say enough is enough. So here you are, you've got one of the old billionaires in New York that is saying the path we're on is to destroy this nation. Of course, Stuart, nobody stood up and said, I got the guts, or enough is enough. We're not hearing that from anybody. All we're hearing from Republicans is, we'll go along with you to try to take the Americans' guns.
Well, you know, it's kind of ironic because enough is enough. I don't know if you're familiar with the Illuminati card game, but there is one of the cards is Trump. And he's got a very angry, angry look, and he says, enough is enough. You don't suppose he actually is going to come back. And what
is
would
that
mean?
Are you asking me that question?
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Okay, okay. Yeah, there's some very odd things that I'm seeing with Trump lately, especially, and I've got a report, and we can go into it later if you want to, that Truth Social that he got going, that everybody's going to have a level playing field. Well, they actually took somebody off of it, one of the doctors that said the vaxxers are bad news. And so that's an odd thing. Trump's Truth Social doing the same thing as Twitter and others have done. I mean, hey, how do you balance that? So with that being said, what I'm seeing from Trump, and I'm not anti-Trump. Matter of fact, I wish he was still in office to some degree. But there's some odd things going on with Trump, and oddly enough, the only what I see rising star or rising battle warrior, if you want to put it that way, is the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, that literally is taking on Biden and running a state like a country.
Yes. Yeah. Here's Devin Nunes. Says the J6 committee is a scam. And, of course, that's all about Trump, really. Designed to perpetuate Hollywood theatrics by the Marxist left to keep Americans in the dark. Marxists worship at the altar of the global warming gods, the one world government, and the at the altar of strange social issues. China and Russia sell us wind turbines and solar panels while they buy up all the uranium and build nuclear power plants. And the communist Chinese love the American left because they're useful idiots for China's purpose. We're being sold out. They know we're being sold out. They're going after the Second Amendment. And I understand now. I'll bring this up to all you gun owners out there. Be on the alert. Second Amendment is facing an unprecedented attack. Lawmakers in Washington, D.C., and they are not holding back. They're going after it. U.S. House is scheduled to vote on a slew of gun control tomorrow. Nancy Pelosi is eager to deliver it to Joe Biden's desk. That's why it's imperative you, they're telling you to sign up. Anyway, the U.S. House is set to vote on H.R. 2377, red flag gun confiscation, and then H.R. 7910, which would ban 18 to 20-year-olds of the right to self-defense, homemade firearms, and standard capacity magazines. They're going after all this. I don't know how good that's going to go over, but they may try it. I know, what was his name? Scalia, Supreme Court judge, who had a very strange ending, and I am convinced in my own mind they killed him, said, he warned the American people, he said, you are going to lose your guns. Well, the only reason you would lose your guns is if you acquiesce to their demands. Well, come and get it. You want my gun? Come and get it. Now, you might not live if you try it, but I might not either. And but come and get them. If the American people give up their guns like the Australians did and New Zealanders did and all of that, then you deserve the tyranny, total. And I mean tyranny like you have never, even worse than China, worse than Russia, the old Russia, et cetera, et cetera. Wow, you have no idea what you're walking into. So I hope, anyway, that the people in the rural districts would not give up their guns. This is all part of the United Nations and Chinese operations, State Department 7277, to totally disarm the American people. And if we fall for that, we deserve what we're going to get. Make them come to you and set a trap for them. That's what they said they would have done had they known back in the early days. And Schwartz, I can't think of his name, Schlitzen, something like that. He wrote a book about Russia. And had they known what was going to happen to them, they would have used any weapon possible to kill the people that were coming to get the guns, many of which, by the way, were local sheriff departments and whatnot. And it's just amazing how easy it is to disarm people. Anyway, what else you got, Larry?
Yeah, I was thinking as you were sharing that, you know, I think that was Shoza Nixon, but I can't remember.
Yes, that's who it was.
But
yep.
Yeah, but, you know, it's so odd that humanity doesn't seem to have the capacity to learn any lessons. Even from the Holocaust, Stuart, we haven't learned any lessons, and we're falling into the same traps that the Jews fell into and loaded up in the cattle cars. And maybe we don't have as many cattle cars in America as we used to, and as many rats as we used to, but they'll get around to picking us up if you'll just take a ticket.
Yes. Yep. It's too bad to watch, but the powers that be are not going to stop, folks. They're just not going to stop. It's like this WEF, the World Economic Forum. Oh, we're tabled this. No, they haven't. They haven't tabled anything. That's just what they're saying. They don't table anything. They just keep plowing ahead. They don't care whether you like what they're doing or not. In fact, you don't have anything to say about anything because it's run by the power of money. Book of Enoch even talks about that, how by the power of their money they brought in this demonic world order, and it was through the power of their money. And that's why you don't have a say in it. Anyway, massive U.S. oil refinery on track, and then you mentioned that, amid fuel shortages. Folks, when are you going to wake up to the fact? I know the people listening already know this, but when are the American people going to wake up to the fact that they are at war? They're going to be at war for energy, food, health, and wherever else they can attack. And it's just getting worse each time. Here's another headline. Healthy young people are dying suddenly and unexpectedly from a mysterious syndrome as doctors seek answers through a new national register. And people aged under the age of 40 are suddenly being urged to go get their hearts checked. This is from the jab, folks. This is all from the jab. And, of course, they're lying about that. Oh, no, 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 that's not what it is. Well, it's exactly what it is. And you got media going along with it as well. And that's one of the problems. Here's another one. COVID vaccines linked to new type of incurable fatal degenerative brain disorder. It's called mad cow disease. Your brain just starts to disintegrate, and it's related again to the jab. What do you think, Larry, about all that? Is there any hope? I don't see much.
Not for a lot of people. The odd thing is that I saw a report today on the War Room that they're about to approve the fourth COVID vaccine. So now instead of having three vaxes, you can have four. If the three didn't get you, hey, we got one more, and it's coming your way. So I don't know, Stuart. I'd like to tell people that things are looking up, but I assure you they're not.
Yeah, it's too bad to watch. And now I know Pfizer went after six-month-old babies. And I think they're going to get approval for it because it seems like the FDA just rubber stamps whatever Pfizer. And Pfizer has been sued over and over again. They lie through their teeth. They didn't do their, you know, they lied on the testing that they did. They covered up all kinds of stuff. And people are still wanting to get the Pfizer shot. Well, stupid is as stupid does. And maybe when our good friend ran that Torah code and found the stupidity virus. he was right. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? It sounds just almost perfect. Stupidity
virus.
Yeah,
it's the stupidity virus by Barry Rothman. I mean, hey, it really seems to fit. And another thing, Stuart, to go along with some of this military stuff, Natural News, and I sent you a copy of it, Mike Adams put out a red alert, and it says Russia and China planning simultaneous attack to eliminate the United States and occupy all North America. And this is basically, Stuart, from its intelligence from an interview of J.R. Nyquist of and we're all familiar with the Chinese doctor, Dr. Yan Li Ming.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think that's probably quite accurate, and the reason I think so is it aligns itself with biblical prophecy. Remember Dimitri Dudeman, Red Elk, and others who have said that the United States will be invaded. And I was, Friday, we might have to even do an extended show because I got several prophecies that make your blood curdle, that the Lord has said, you remember in Jeremiah, said, I'm going to fill you with men as caterpillars, and when the signal's given, they're going to rise up and destroy America from within. At the same time, we're destroyed from without. It's going to come rapidly, and it's going to be sudden. And who knows exactly where we are on the timeline? Nobody does, not for sure. And so we're just going to have to wait. And like the old saying goes, prepare for the worst, but hope for the best. And here's a very interesting headline. A huge Atlantic Ocean current is slowing down. Its collapse means more flooding rains over eastern Australia and worse droughts and brush fire seasons over southwest United States. They're talking about the Mid-Atlantic and not the Mid-Atlantic anomaly. I'm thinking of the Atlantic Gulf Stream currents. And we had, remember, Larry, when a scientist, I think he was from England, said it had slowed down, and then evidently it recovered itself. But this could be extremely serious to the world system, and the jet streams and all that will change as well. I think we're heading into awful judgment myself. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we've not only... We've only begun, probably, Stuart, to see the erratic weather that we're about to see. And at the same time, there is a huge, massive South American, Central American, I guess you could say a convoy, a walking mass of people that is headed to this country that will not only invade our southern border, they will have no opposition, Stuart. And I've looked at videos, Ben Berkram, has been following and releasing videos, and there's a few women and a few children, but the mass of them, thousands and thousands, are men the ages that would make an army.
Yep, and that's exactly, folks, that's exactly what God says about Babylon, America. He says, I will fill you, we can paraphrase it, I'm going to fill you with a fifth column military operation, which is exactly what's happening. And we've even got video of them coming across with fatigue, military fatigues and AK-47 type weapons. So they want to disarm you and get rid of your guns, but at the same time, of course, obviously they are arming these people that are coming into America. It's high treason. And our America is a target. Babylon is a target. And they think they're doing God a favor by this. And they're going to find out what it's like to live in a vat of acid forever. But they have to learn the hard way. There's nothing else you can say. But Friday night, we'll pick up on a lot more of this. There's a tremendous amount actually going on behind the scenes. Seems kind of quiet, actually, news-wise, in the headlines.
Well,
anyway, Larry,
yeah,
what's your latest? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the latest, I basically wanted to say, unless you watch the War Room and America's News Voice, basically mainstream media, including Fox, it's all against Trump. It's all against people that associate with Trump. It's all about being against people that might look at the 2020 election a little closer or vote against Biden. I mean, Stuart, it is mind-boggling what you're not hearing on the news.
Yeah, and of course, the American people sound asleep, unfortunately, except for a few that are awake, but it's so few you can't do anything to stop it. And it's a judgment from the Lord. This is what happens, folks, when you take the blessings of God, then you turn your back on God and think you're going to continue to have blessings. We have inherited almost all of Deuteronomy's curses. Deuteronomy chapter 28. If you want to find out what's going to happen here, read Deuteronomy 28 from the 15th verse onward. It's hideous. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. We'll see everybody Friday, the Lord willing, and probably have to do an extended on some of that. Anyway, take care, and heads up. Good night.